Arthur Andersen, the accounting firm, has taken its first major step towards downsizing as it fights to survive the Enron scandal. Andersen selling its tax division to rival firm Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu. The company also has chosen a new chief for its global operations. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Andersen's move to spin off its U.S. tax practice follows the recommendation of Paul Volcker, the former Federal Reserve chairman who's working to save the firm. The purchase price hasn't been revealed, but Arthur Bowman of the Bowman Accounting Report says Andersen's tax services bring in about $1 billion a year in revenue. He expects the company will get hundreds of millions of dollars as a result of the sale.
This is a strategic move, and it had to be done pretty soon. First of all, Andersen had to back out of an agreement to settle a lawsuit in Arizona because it had not paid its insurance premium, indicating a cash flow problem with the firm. So this gives it the needed cash.
How many Andersen tax partners will end up working for the competition isn't clear. The company says only that the number is significant. Those employees will avoid the fate of other Andersen workers who are bracing for what the company calls inevitable layoffs. The announcement follows weeks of negotiations between Andersen and other Big Five accounting firms. And Arthur Bowman says while the sale helps a struggling Andersen, it will also benefit Deloitte and Touche.
It's more of a buyer's market here than it is a seller's market because Andersen has made these commitments. Andersen itself is sliding downhill perhaps to bankruptcy and dissolution anyway. So one of the firms stepped up and made the decision this is what they want to do and this is what they wanted to build their practice on.
Details still have to be worked out, but Andersen says it anticipates closing the deal by the end of the month. Andersen's overseas affiliates have also begun splitting off to merge with rival accounting firms. The man selected to manage that process is Aldo Cardoso. Cardoso, the chairman of Andersen Worldwide's board, has been named the acting chief executive officer as well. He replaces Joseph Baradino, who announced his resignation last week. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.